AFN Interlick.
AFN Interlick Update.
This is your Interlick Update, here to inform you on local and Air Force headlines.
President Joe Biden honored seven American soldiers with the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military recognition, on January 3, 2025. The recipients demonstrated extraordinary bravery and selflessness in the face of danger. Five of the soldiers, including Private Bruno R. Orig, PFC Wataru Nakamura, Corporal Fred B. McGee, PFC Charles R. Johnson, and General Richard E. Cavazos, received the medal for their actions during the Korean War. Two soldiers, Captain Hugh R. Nelson Jr. and PFC Kenneth J. David, were recognized for their heroism during the Vietnam War. David, the only living recipient, had the distinction of accepting the award in person. President Biden praised the recipients as genuine to their core heroes who went above and beyond during the call of duty, exemplifying the values of courage, sacrifice, and patriotism that define the U.S. military. As Biden nears the end of his term as Commander-in-Chief, he reflected on the privilege of leading the U.S. military, which he described as the finest military in the history of the world. He emphasized that the Medal of Honor is not just a recognition of individual bravery, but also a reminder of the nation's collective responsibility to uphold its ideals, including freedom, democracy, and equality. He also added, "We can't stop here. Together as a nation, it's up to us to give the medal meaning, to keep fighting for one another, for each other, to keep defending everything these heroes fought for and many of them died for." For more information and to view the full article, visit defense.gov.
That wraps up your Interlick Update. Stay tuned for more of today's hit music.